Today's Amud for Chazara is Tainis Chesam and Aleph. We're holding on Zayin Amud Beis, five lines from the bottom, V'amr of Ami. So says the Gemara V'amr of Ami, my dechsevim kea barza v'ulay panim kilka. Says Rav Ami means like this, that the Mera'is Rakia Shakea Kebarzel, Milohai Ritalu Matar, if you see the heavens are dull from bringing down rain, it's Bishvil Maise Adar Sheimukul Kalan. It's because people aren't acting properly. Shanemar, as the Pasuk says, V'ulay Panim Kilka. So my takanathan, so what's the takana? Yisgabru barachimim, they should daven, shenemar, as the pasuk says, v'chayalim yigabir, which means that they should be misgabir in tefillah. V'yisra nachshir chachma, when the pasuk says, v'yisra nachshir chachma, it means kol shekinim hukshir maaseim meikara, it would have been better if they never would have done the virus, and then they didn't need to daven to then bring the rain, it would have been better if they would have acted properly already from the beginning. Reish Lakish Amar, Reish Lakish says about this pasuk, a different drasha, that im reisa talmud shelimudei kashel of kebarzel, if you see a talmud who's struggling in his learning, things seem very unclear to him, he's not really understanding what he's learning, it's b'shvil mishnasa, she'ena sedura lov, it's because his mishnayas, his fundamentals aren't very clear. Shenemar, v'hu loy panim kilkal, that he's not being matzliach, it's because panim kilkal, even his panim, even his fundamentals, his building blocks, those are mikul kal. So my takanase, so what's his fix? It's Yarba B'Yeshiva. To learn more and to get it clear, Shanemar, as the Pasuk says, V'chayalum Yigaber, which means to be Misgaber in Yeshiva. V'yisun Achshir Chachma, it means Kol Shekin in Mishnah Seistur Olay Meikara. Things would have been best if you would have known the Mishnahis in the beginning. Ki Hadar Reish Lakish, like that, with Reish, like the Anhaga of Reish Lakish, have a Misadam as Nisan Arba in Zimnin, Keneged Arba in Yom Shinit Natayra. He would chazar his Mishnahis 40 times, Keneged the 40 days that the Torah was given. V'ayol Lakami Derab Yoichnan, and then after he chazared it 40 times, then he would go to shir in front of Rabbi Yochanan. And Rav Adbar Ava Misadram Es Nisan Esin Va'arba Zimnin, he would chazra 24 times, Keneged Torah Nevi'im Uksuvim, the books of Tanakh, Va'ayel Lekami De Rava, and only afterwards he would go in front of Rava and go listen to shir. Rava Amar, a third drasha on this pasuk, that in Mer'isa Talmud Shel Limudei Kashel Kebarzel, you see someone struggling in yeshiva, it's Bishvil Rabbi Sheinu Masbir Le'Padim. It's because his Rebbe isn't being mechabedim. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, V'ulai Panim Kilkal, he's not being matzliach. It's because his Rebbe is showing him a face that's Mikul Kali, he's not being Mechabedim. My Takanase? So what's his fix? It's Yarba Olav Reyim. It's to be, bring friends to the Rebbe to tell him about how great this Bacha really is. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, V'chayalum Yigaber, which means to be Megaber, Misgaber, and to send people over to the Rebbe. V'yisran Achshir Chachma is Kol Shkenim Hochshu Maisa B'fnei Rabbi Meikara. Things would have been best if the Rebbe would have appreciated his Maisim already from the beginning. V'am Rav Ami, my Dechsev, what's the meaning of the Pasuk? Im Yishay Chanachash Bo Ilachash V'in Yisran L'Bal HaLashayn. It means like this, that Amreis Adar Shashamay Mishatkin if you see a dar that the heavens are like rusty, like copper, for bringing down rain, it's bishvil leichshei lechishei shein bedar. It's because they don't have leichshei lechishei, they don't have whisperers, which means daveners. Tefillah b'lachash, they only have people that are davening. So my takanasan, so what should they do? They only have people that are davening, so what should they do? Yelchu eitz omisha yodeh lelchosh. It's gotta be someone who does know. They should go to someone who knows how to daven. Dechsev, as the Pasuk says, yagid olav reyoy. That your friend should daven for you. Vein yisun l'bah haloshoin. When the Pasuk then says, vein yisun l'bah haloshoin, that means like this. It means, umisha afshalo lelchosh vein oleichesh. If a person does know how to daven, he just simply isn't doing it, so ma hana yeshloy, he has no benefit of the fact that he knows how to daven if he's not using his gift properly. V'imlochash v'loinana. Now let's say they go to someone to daven and he davens but he's not answered. So my takana say, so what's the takana? What's the fix? Yelech etzel chasid shebedar. They should go to the chasid of the generation, v'yarba ola betfila, and he should be marba betfila, shenemar, as the pasuk says, v'yitzav ola b'mavgia. The Kadosh Baruch Hu makes it rain through mavgia, through tfila. V'impegia ola tfila, shenemar, as the pasuk says, like we mentioned previously, v'atal tespal bad amazev, al tisa ba'adam rinu tfila, v'al tifka bi. So you see, pegia is a lashon of tfila. V'im lachash v'also b'yadai. Now if he davens and it works, and he gets a terrain, u'megiz daita olav, and because of that he gets gaiva from it, he's mevi af lo'ilam, he brings anger into the world. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, mikna af al oila, that he acquires anger al oila because he was oila himself, because he was being a bal gaiva. Now Rav Amar, just going on this last pas, on this last words of mikna af al oila, that it's going on zeshnei tamid chachamim, Shiyosh from Bir Achas, Veinoichin Zelazeb Alacha. It's referring to two Talmid Chachamim who live in the same city, and they're not appreciating each other and learning that each one doesn't want to hear what the other one has to say. They're acting with this gaiva. And so that's what the Pasuk is referring to. And on such people, Miskanin Ba'af Umalin Isai. They provoke anger, and they make anger come into the world. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, Mikna'af Al Aila. Now, Amr Rish Lakish, my dechsev, what's the meaning of the Pasuk? So Rish Lakish now is going back to the original Pasuk, the Pasuk of Emishach HaNachash B'lei Lachash, and he's darshaning something else. Rav Ami said it had to do with the rain. Rish Lakish says, my dechsev, Emishach HaNachash B'lei Lachash, Vein Yisrael Baal Lashayn, it's referring to the following, that Lasalavo in the future, Miskapsis Ubois, Kulachayus Hitzel HaNachash, all the animals are going to go to the snake. Va'imrim Lay, they're going to tell you, they're going to tell him, snake, you snake, what's your deal? Ari Dairez Va'ichel, the lion, he attacks, but he eats what he attacks. Zev Tayre Vaichel, the wolf also. But Vata Mahanoyeshlecha, you bite and then you just put it away. You don't actually eat it. And you kill the thing without even eating it. Samar Lahem and Yisun Labah Lashain. Now am I any different than the one who tells Lashon Hara? The one who tells Lashon Hara that he says Lashon Hara about people and he attacks them, he bites them, and he doesn't gain anything from it. So I'm not really any different than the one who says Lashon Hara. Amrav Yami ain't filasish shel adam nishmas elam kein mesim nafshei bekapoy. Now the person's feel is only answered if he has kavana. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, nasal avinu al kapayim, that we put our hearts, our kavana, into our palms. Ain't is that true that a person's only answered if he has kavana? Va'ikim Shmuel amayra levedarash. Shmuel one time appointed a translator to translate his drasha, and he darshan the following. The pasuk says, v'fatu b'fimu v'shanim yuchaz v'loy v'libam noy nachanimay v'loy nem. That they, so to speak, tricked Hashem and they davened, but they didn't have any kavan in what they were saying. And yet still, Shmuel points out that what does the next pasuk say? That HaKadosh Baruch Hu still forgives them. So you see their answer even without kavanah. Says the Gemara like Asha, it's not a stira. Kam b'yochid, kam b'tzibur. When you're davening in b'tzibur, so you have the schus of the tzibur, even without kavana, your tefillah is answered. It's only if a person, for whatever reason, is davening b'yachidus, so then kavana is ma'akev. And if he doesn't have kavana, his tefillah isn't answered. And Amar v'ami, en geshamim yardin ela b'shvil ba'alei amanam. That we only get rain when people are acting honestly in business. Shenemar, the pasuk says, "Emes me'aretz titzmach v'tzedek mishamayim nishkaf." It's only if people are acting with emes and tzedek. V'amar avami b'yirekam gedolim bali amana. Look how great it is to have emuna. Where minayim? Where do you see the greatness of emuna? Micholdo bar, from the story of the cholda and the bar, from the boy who told the girl that he's going to marry her, and they made the cholda and the bar the edim that they're going to keep the promise when they're older. They're going to get married. The boy didn't keep his promise. He married someone else, and his children died. One of them died by getting bit by a chulda, and the other one died by falling into a pit because he didn't keep his promise. So says the Gemara, Mahamamin b'chulda ubarakach. You see, if someone who believed in the chulda and the bar, they put their emuna in the chulda and the bar, and you see what happened: that the chulda and the bar, they followed through with the boy and the girl. They put their emuna in them. Hamamin b'kadosh baruch hu alachas kama v'kama. All the more so if a person puts his emuna in the kadosh baruch hu, so then the kadosh baruch hu is going to pull through. And with whatever it is that you're having emuna in him for. And I'm Rabbi Yechonon Kol Matzdik as Atzom Yilamato Matzdikin Alav Adim Elmalo. That if a person works on himself down here and he perfects himself, so then HaKadosh Baruch Hu treats him like a tzaddik upstairs. And that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to down him Kechut HaSara. Now it doesn't mean that now don't be a tzaddik, so that HaKadosh Baruch Hu won't judge you. Whatever you're able to do, you're mechayiv to do that. It just happens to be that's the result. When a person is more of a tzaddik a person is, so then the more harsh the judgment is upon him. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, "Emes meretz titzmach v'tzadik mishamayim nishkaf." Now, when the person works on himself down here, so the Kadosh Baruch Hu dons him like a tzadik, and he dons him kechut asara. Ruchia bar Avin amar Rav Huna mehalcha. He darshened it from the following pasuk: "Uchira secha evra secha." That according to a person's zira, that's how much ever, that's how much af, that's how much anger Kadosh Baruch Hu has towards him, which means that's how strict the judgment will be. Rish Lakish amar mehalcha. And the pasuk says, "Pagata as sas vayisit tzedek bedrachachi is karucha hinata katzafta v'nechta behem oylam v'nivasheya." The Kadosh Baruch Hu punishes his pagaya the sas the tzadikim vayisit tzedek, and those that do tzedek, those are the types of people that Kadosh Baruch Hu he dons them more harshly, and they still praise Hashem bedrachachi is karucha. They praise Hashem the whole time that they're getting the yisurin, and they tell Hashem that yeah, you're punishing us, but behem oylam v'nivasheya, it's through these yisurin that we're going to get extra olam haba. And then Rabbi Yeshua ben ben Levi, kula sameach b'yisurin shaban alav, a person who's sameach in the yisurin that he's receiving, he's mevi Yeshua la'ilam, not just for himself, he actually brings Yeshua to the entire world, shenemar, as the pasuk says, bahem, through these yisurin, ailam v'nivashaya, the whole world gets Yeshua. That's the tremendous zuchus, that's the tremendous benefit a person has from being mekabel yisurin ba'ava.